welcome to Radio Free HPC. This is where we talk about supercomputing, high-performance computing, and other technology topics. I'm your Toastmaster, Rich Bruckner from Inside HPC, with my co-hosts, Dan Olds from Gabriel Consulting, and Henry Newman from Instrumental. Now let's get to the show.
But anything else from ISC this year that sticks out in your mind?
Oh, boy. Just a big melange of different things. I mean, part of the problem, too, I've decided to go to an all-pastry diet, and I think that might have affected me partway through. Not sure. What did you see that was interesting there?
Well, you know, the Intel mic stuff was really interesting to me. I mean, we knew it was coming, and Intel's announcement might have been a little disappointing in that all they really brought out was the actual brand name, which is Xeon Phi PHI. But they did have a number of vendors showing the mic architecture doing some very remarkable things, I think. And oddly enough, they did get on the top 500 with a prototype system. Intel had a development system. I think it's called Discovery. And it came in, I think, at number 150. So they did that just to show that, yes, this has got some wheels, and when it becomes a product later on this year, we're going to see a lot of big systems probably based on this architecture.
But there's still a lot of speculation as to whether this is simply, you know, son of Larrabee. And I think that the real acid test is going to be how easy is it going to be to get your code to use it. And Intel's not putting out this message, but some of the folks there seem to believe that this is going to be just like using an x86 processor. It's going to be automatic, like using a math coprocessor. Towards the end of math coprocessors, when you didn't have to have apps enabled for them or anything like that, I don't think that's the actual state of the technology right now.
So we're going to go back to compiler directives, is what we're saying, Dan?
Yes. Yeah, directives have been
back to the future again. There's no new engineering problems, just new engineers solving old problems.
I think they're saying you're going to have to recompile to take advantage.
Oh, absolutely,
right?
You'd have to recompile, Rich.
Yeah.
There's no way you could do it in runtime.
Okay.
So I agreed to recompile, but, I mean, Dan was around when, you know, the floating point systems boxes were Ray coprocessors in the 70s. I know Dan was around.
Yeah, sort of, at least. Yeah, I was in high school.
Or was that the 60s you started in, Dan?
Well, yeah, that would have been elementary school, I guess. But by the way, any of those numbers that you're throwing out just makes us seem incredibly old. Because that's one of the things I think NVIDIA did right. Whatever you think of GPUs, and I know that we probably have some differences of opinion here, but they've done a pretty good job of paying attention to that ecosystem first. And to get CUDA out there and to do their very best to get folks to pick up on CUDA. And that's the new architectures can only survive and thrive if the ecosystem comes along very quickly.
In this day and age, that might not have been the case, you know, years ago when people were willing to go to extraordinary lengths to achieve performance because they couldn't get anything out of the standard systems today at the time. I mean, the amount of effort into code optimization, I think, in the 60s and 70s, and even 80s, and the amount of effort put into code optimization, I think, in the number of people working on it, was far greater than it is today. Rich,
yes.
You were shaking your head.
Yeah, because, well, we didn't have the, I don't think we had the alternatives as far as different architectures to, I mean, if you just bought what was available off the shelf, right? I mean, look at how far the Russians came. They had very limited access to hardware because of embargoes, but they got some of the smartest parallel programmers. I remember we hired some back at Cray after the Cold War ended. So it really is about that. And now it seems like we've got so many architectures, we can throw hardware at the problem, and we're still running a lot of old Fortran code and tweaking it to get it to work.
Back in the day, Henry, and you're talking about 60s, 70s, and 80s, you had an awful lot of very skilled people in academia and HPC sites and in commercial data centers, folks that could do programming and could take advantages of the quirks and idiosyncrasies of particular systems and operating systems. I'm not so sure we have that depth anymore.
Well, Dan, you kind of said it. How many groups in China were competing for the cluster challenge?
300 of them. 300 of them wanted in.
Exactly. How many did we have total in Europe and the U.S.? I mean, we're not stepping up to the challenges.
Well, all right, guys. Well, we've covered our topics for today's show. Some closing thoughts here. You know, we've just detected the Higgs boson, right? We're understanding the fundamental pieces of physics, right? Any predictions for next time show between now and then? You think we're gonna you got anything up your sleeve there?
I've got a prediction.
Start with you. What's that?
You and Dan are not going to change the industry by the next call on how benchmarks are done.
Okay.
I predict you will not be successful.
I'm going to predict that there's not a new boson discovered between the now and the next call. And I'm not so sure. Okay. I believe in the Higgs boson.
All right. Well, those are good. I think those are both safe bets. I'm going to go out on a limb, and I don't even know what I'm going to predict right now. So you're going to have to edit this, Dan.
Okay. Well, that's good, Rich. It's great that you can bring up a topic like that, but you can just throw something
nothing,
like that out and
have
just absolutely, completely empty shelves in
the
your pantry.
Empty suit prediction.
Yeah, I'd like to go ahead and just throw up a math problem that I don't know the answer to, something like that. But you know, Rich, this is where I bail you out at the end of this.
This is where you bail me out?
Yeah, okay. Because we have another sponsor just to close the show with. You guys have been in your share of data centers from time to time. Have you ever walked into one and noticed a not-so-fresh smell? You know, when they smell like they've been flooded and never properly dried out. Has that ever happened before?
Not recently, Dan.
Okay, thanks.
Gets kind of swampy in
well,
there.
Well, there you go. A little bit of support from Rich on that. Henry, of course, just punts it back. But let me go ahead and just drive on with it as if that didn't happen. That's not the cloud you're smelling, guys. That's decades worth of sack lunches and cheap snack food, ranging from microwave popcorn to old tuna fish sandwiches, bad takeout pizza, the works. That's what you're smelling in there. But it doesn't have to be that way. There's a new product out there called Glade Data Center Edition, or Glade DCE. With it, smells are a thing of the past. You can dial in the data center scent that you want to fit any sort of mood or your corporate culture. You can use peppermint to sort of give you a taking care of business feeling. Baking bread is very popular. Even chocolate chip cookies.
What kind of bread is it, Dan?
You know, that's actually an international pack that comes with it. That
okay.
the bread can be just a standard white bread for, say, the central part of the U.S., or something a little bit more exotic if you're talking about Eastern Europe, like a black bread or something.
I was hoping for that.
Yes. Yeah, that's part of the international pack. That's an add-on. That doesn't come with the standard. They wanted me to make sure and say that doesn't come with the standard product. So there are upgrades and add-ons, which is great. And it's so easy to use. It comes in a standard PCI card. Anything from a 2X PCI by 2 all the way up to by 16, half height size in the by 2, or if you've got a real stubborn odor, you can get full height by 8 or by 16 cards that really will put out a masking scent.
Did they support PCI 3 yet, Dan?
No, not yet, but they do assure me that they're working on it. So everybody give Glade DCE a little bit of love. Give it a try and see if that can freshen up your data center for you.
That's it for this edition of Radio Free HPC. Thank you for listening, and be sure to check back often for new episodes. Also, check out our website for more content, links, and a place for you to let us know what you think about the show. We're at RadioFreeHPC.com. Thanks again. We'll be back with another exciting episode real soon.